and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Well, we celebrate a big return today.
That's right.
You're back.
Thank you for the gifts and the presents and all
that.
You're
welcome.
I do appreciate the love and admiration. David, I really appreciate you and the fact that you've been checking on me every day and at my house bringing
food.
Don't
even start it.
Yeah.
He's been bringing food and everything to the house. He is.
Chicken noodle soup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, twice a day.
Yeah. Something brown
really,
on
really,
your nose.
Really taking care.
Mm-hmm.
The apron that he wore, you know.
Right.
Was it too much or was it
too
little?
It was too little because that was all it was.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. So for those of you who haven't checked in a couple days, I was gone for, what, three full shows, but it's like 5 days.
Right.
I really thought that you were on your deathbed.
I thought I was, too. My wife thought that there was a chance that I needed to go to the hospital and stay in the ER.
It probably would have helped you the first day you got sick to go to the doctor, but... You know, who am I to say anything?
Well, see, guys don't like to go to the doctor.
That's right. Very true.
100%
so instead
true.
Of being sick for 2 days, you're sick for five.
No, that's not even it, because I got the Z-Pack on Friday. But it just takes a while for that stuff to start working.
That's very right.
So it was a big old pain. My fever got up to 102.7.
Ooh,
I even, wow. I got to my phone and I started checking to see at what point you do permanent damage.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
It was like 107.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
Because I felt like I was getting close.
Yeah.
We're getting closer to 107. I just don't know what to do.
But y'all, it went for like 3 or 4 days where my fever was bouncing between 101 and 102.7.
That's awful.
And yeah. I was like, what am I, you know, because it's miserable. And then you sleep for like an hour and a half at a time. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you the worst part, because you know me, I'm a little bit, I don't know, how would you describe me in the way of vain maybe?
What?
So there was a point, I guess it was maybe Saturday. And I'd been on medication for a little bit and been sick for a couple of days, and my body was so hot that it was trying to hold on to fluids.
Oh, my goodness.
So, y'all, there was a point where I stepped on the scale. That's the dumbest thing you can do when your body is trying to protect itself.
Right.
Because at one point, I had gained 15 pounds in 2 days.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And can I tell you, there's nothing less attractive than a man with 102 degree fever who's gained 15 pounds in 2 days standing in the mirror looking at himself. It's the worst.
Did you immediately start crying?
I thought I'm never going back to work. I was thinking diets and exercises and how I was going to lose all that weight.
Oh my gosh. Of all things you're thinking about when you're sick like that.
That's me though.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Tuesday, October the 2nd of 2018, and President Donald Trump is going to be at the Lander Center in South Haven tonight. He's campaigning for Cindy Hyde-Smith, who's running for U.S. Senate. Now, tickets are free, and they can be picked up at DonaldJTrump.com.
Some owners of the new iPhone XS and XS Max are reporting issues where the new iPhones won't charge while plugged in if the phone is in sleep mode. If you wake your phone up by keeping the screen active, the phones will change. Expect an iOS update to correct the issue.
And last night on Monday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes rallied the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs past the Denver Broncos 27-23. And now the only other team in the NFL with a perfect record is the Los Angeles Rams.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So when you're sick, you have these weird thoughts, and you're wondering if other people are like you. And that's kind of what I was wondering over the last couple of days, because I took a lot of medicine.
Right.
I'll take this pill, take that pill. You have a headache, you have a fever, you have cough, you have wheezing, you need to take the antibiotic, all this different stuff I was taking.
Yeah.
And I realized as I was taking my medicine that the order that I take my medicine and then take my drink might not be the same as everybody else.
The order.
Because you never really think about the order. It is whatever it is how you've done it forever.
Right.
What goes first in your mouth? The fluid or the pill?
The pill.
Yep.
David, fluid or the pill?
Pill for me.
I'm a fluid guy.
But then you have to make sure it doesn't spill out of your mouth as you're trying to put the pill into
right.
your mouth.
I did that when I was a kid, and then I changed.
I think you're making it harder on yourself, right?
But the pill could taste bad.
That's
and
true.
At least if it's sitting there in a pool of fluid, that it's different.
That's a really nasty way to say that.
Well, it's probably water, but so we'll say water.
Right.
I remember as a kid, I wanted to take my medicine with like Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I used to always take it with milk.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So you can have the harsh taste of a pill And then milk.
Yeah, I mean, milk was kind of like, it would drown out the taste, though, because milk at least has a flavor. Water doesn't.
But you act like you let the pill sit on your tongue for an hour before you take a drink. It's only on your skin for like, on your tongue for like a second.
Do you let it dissolve?
No, because that's disgusting.
I was about to say.
But I think it's quicker if you throw it into water and then swallow it. Because what if it sits there and then I can't get the swallow right?
That is true. I've been there. And then it kind of gets stuck on the back of your
tongue. Oh, gosh.
Deep thoughts by Brandon Baxter.
I'm done if I don't get that right.
That's no joke. That's a dangerous situation.
Then you start to gag.
Yeah, then you want to throw it up and you can't because it's good medicine. You need it.
Wow.
It's like when I deal with Kai. So there was one day they gave me DayQuil. And it's like a liquid, right? And it's like they gave me the drink DayQuil.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And I remember when Kai gets sick, and this just happened not too long ago. We give him a liquid. He's like, I can't do this. And we're like, oh, you have to do it. You have to grow up and blah, blah, blah.
Chase it with Coke.
So that's kind of what we would tell him. Like, you stop being a baby, Kai. You're almost 9 at the time.
Right.
And then here I am with DayQuil going, I don't know if I can do this.
Oh, my goodness.
Because in your mind, it's not that bad. But, man, when that taste hits your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty. The worst, I think, is Alka-Seltzer, though.
Mm.
When you have to, like, plop, plop, and then it fizzes, you know?
And then it fizzes in your nose and stuff.
Oh, dude, that flavor is so, so bad.
But they make a lemon-lime one now.
Yeah, the lemon-lime, no joke, tastes like Sprite. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Tastes like Lysol.
Yeah, it's not the best flavor overall. But do you remember as a kid, did you have trouble taking pills?
I guess.
Because at what age do you learn to do that? Because I remember my mother, she would get a little, like a medicine cup, mm-hmm. right? And this probably isn't ideal, but let me just tell you how my mother was. Because she was trying to do anything she could to raise 3 kids right. and get us to take our medicine. She would give us a little medicine cup of Coke. And then take like a hammer or a knife and chop up the pill into basically powder.
Wow.
And we would do like shots of medicine Coke.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Coca-Cola, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She wasn't that
Let's
cool.
clarify.
Do you guys have any funny tricks like that?
You know, I think I started with the Flintstone pills, the little chewable ones.
The are vitamins? Like chalk
yeah,
anyways.
The vitamins. Yeah, I started with those.
You started swallowing those?
No. I would chew it. I would chew it. But it was like an easier transition. I don't know. Because my mom always made me take like the bigger vitamins once I grew out of the Flintstone ones. So I always had to take a vitamin every single day.
Well, and look how that worked out for you.
It clearly didn't.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Pink. So she's shared some really sad news yesterday. They lost one of their dogs. They actually have several dogs, but they've had this dog for 16 years. Her name was Frangelica. They called her Nanny. And 16 years old, and she posted on social media, rest in peace. Rest in sunshine, pretty girl. So you can check out the picture of Pink. It's really sad. Of course, if you have a dog for 16 years, you know that's tough. It's like a family member. So thoughts with Pink. But you can check out the sweet picture of Pink and her dog, Frangelica, on the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
That made me sad this morning.
I know.
Because my dog has been like right there with me the whole time I've been sick. Like he laid in bed with me and just cuddled there and all that.
Yeah, I know.
And you just think about, they're so loyal to you, and then you have those moments. All right, got your gossip on Cardi B. Y'all, she was arrested in New York. So she's been released. But the deal was, there was a fight at an adult club August 29th, where allegedly Cardi B sent some people in to attack the bartenders. The story is, one of the bartenders might have had a little fling with Offset. So anyway, they worked out the deal where Cardi B was going to go and turn herself in. She was arrested and later released in New York, but they say that she did go into a holding cell before she was released. Can you imagine being in jail and in walks Cardi B?
Oh my
I would
gosh.
Love to hear what she was saying the whole time.
Oh my God. You probably couldn't air that anywhere.
I know.
Even on Netflix.
I know.
Well, speaking of Netflix, they're introducing some new features to their shows, because for a long time with their kids programming, they've been doing a choose your own adventure where you kind of choose what happens next in the story. Well, now they're moving that on to more of their adult shows like Black Mirror. Okay, adult shows as in like more adult themed.
Poor choice of words.
Not so much, but you were thinking of immediately.
No, I just like, how would that go?
Well, they'll be testing those waters on the show Black Mirror, which kind of makes sense because that's a show
that's a good
more
show.
About, yeah, it's more about emerging technology and things like that. But they'll be doing that in December on an episode coming up in the fifth season. And if that works well, they'll be introducing that to more shows. So wouldn't
really?
It be kind of neat to be watching it and then you get an option of what happens next, you know?
That's kind of exciting. Those books when I was a kid, my gosh, I loved them.
Yeah.
Like when the book fair would come into school and you get to go walk by all the cases of books and you thought it was the greatest day of the year.
Right.
Because reading was cool when the Scholastic bookstore came.
Yep.
Well, it's like a thing in every video game you play now, too. It's like if you do this decision, then this may happen over here, you know? So it's like they're doing that with TV shows now.
Oh, I like it. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, y'all, this story comes from the place where a lot of great stories come from. Florida.
All right.
In Tampa, Florida, last Tuesday. Keep in mind, 31-year-old Holly decided to go on a cleaning binge. Nothing wrong with that, except for the fact it was 3 in the morning. And it ended up waking up her husband.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, however you want to look at that. But we don't know his exact age, but we do know he is somewhere over the age of 65.
Oh.
So
he needs his rest.
I mean, just like your marriage, there's a pretty big age gap in there. This one's about 34 years.
Wow.
What can I throw?
It's glad to have you back. But he tried moving rooms, and it looks like she was just trying to bother him on purpose, like there was some kind of drama, because when he would move, she would follow him around, and then they got into a fight about it, and she ended up hitting him in the nose with one of those little vacuum things, like one of those attachments you can put on.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she hit him in the face, and here's the deal. He got a scratch on his face, called the police. She denied hitting him, but now she's facing a felony charge for battery on a person 65 or older.
No way.
Whoa. Yeah, that's an unreal story. But, when it comes to vacuums, I actually had mine broken the other day. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
I broke my vacuum cleaner. I took it to the store. Well, they fixed it for me. Yeah, they put a Bills jersey in it. Now it sucks again.
Wow.
That's brutal.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I've been out for a couple of days. I've been sick. I want to thank all of you, the thousands of you who have sent messages and tweets asking if I'm okay, if I was going to survive.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I had the flu, the first case of the flu in Arkansas, or because my doctor said it could be like a case of like walking pneumonia.
Oh, that's awful.
Because I had felt kind of bad. And I told you guys, like, I didn't feel great for a number of days.
Yeah.
And then I was out in the rain at the A-State game, and I came back even worse by Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. By Wednesday, I sounded like Darth Vader.
Yes.
And then by Thursday, my fever was 102.7.
That is insane.
Have you noticed he really loves talking about his fever?
102.7.
Let me ask you this. What's your highest fever ever?
That is such a kid thing.
107.9.
Well, good. That explains a lot. That explains the last 3 years.
Man.
What's her... Oh, gosh. I'm going to get coughing. What was that one time when we were asking her, like, she was going to say the Facebook page right when she started?
There's no telling.
And the Facebook page is KFIN 107.9.
I think she said Facebook.com. I think it was Facebook.com/FIN 109 or something like that. It was awful.
We're like, what is she talking?
Man.
That explains that 107.9 feed.
Yeah.
So I was watching football last night. I've watched more football in the last 5 days than I've ever watched. Like, I've never been a huge college fan, but I watched all kinds of college football. I was watching Dan Patrick. I was watching Colin Cowherd. I was watching SportsCenter. Y'all, I feel like I know sports.
Wow.
You're the ultimate sports guy.
For the first time in my life, I feel like I know what's going on in sports.
Well, I didn't know what the heck was going on last night. The game was great.
Mahomes. What do they call him?
What do you mean? He's a quarterback.
Well, I know that, but they had some kind of a nickname for him.
Oh, I haven't heard a nickname yet.
Yeah.
I just know he's my homie.
Yeah. Dude, he was good last night.
Yeah.
Because he's a young quarterback who's doing all these big plays and stuff, and everybody thought last night was maybe his chance to fail.
Yeah. Yeah, but he came back in that fourth quarter. Yeah. It kind of drove a couple of drives down the field and won the game for him. But, you know, the big question I have, great game, great environment in Denver.
Yeah.
But what was up with those fans? Because
they're in Denver.
That's right. That could be it.
That stadium's mile high.
But is it kind of weird when a middle-aged dude paints his face? Because there were numerous people. Not just like, I saw one guy, he was bald, made me think of you, something maybe you can do at an A-State game. He painted his head like a football helmet.
Hmm.
So it looked like the Denver Broncos helmet.
When you say middle-aged, could you define that?
Like a guy in his 50s.
Hmm.
You think that's bad?
Oh. Okay, look.
I'm just asking.
There's exceptions to the rules every once in a while. But if you're a kid, hey, cool, that's awesome. You want to go and paint your face. But I think when it comes to a game, it's like wear a jersey and call it a day. Don't paint your face.
I think you can do whatever you want to do, David.
Part of going to the football game is all about the the expression and being able to express yourself and celebrate your team. You're not supposed to go there and necessarily be serious and worried about the stats.
David, you wear a barrel.
Yeah. That's different. That is totally different.
So you think any grown man who paints his face and goes to a sporting event, how would you describe them? Give me one word.
Ooh.
You've talked yourself into this.
Strange.
All right.
Different.
So if you're a grown man and you've done this,
we need you to call us.
870-935-KFINE. That's your direct line to the KFINE studios.
Look at him, he's scared.
870-935-5346.
Have I walked myself into a really bad situation?
Like, I probably would not do that. But I see some of these people, even at A-State games, who come in and they wear, you know, the big stuff and their faces are painted.
It's awesome.
I always think it looks cool.
But it's,
and like the kids think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But last night it was like, if you're going to wear all that stuff, like if you're wearing a full costume to go along with it, that might be a little bit different. But if you're just showing up with your face painted,
okay,
that's weird.
So here's the difference. If it's you and two or three guys, that probably looks like you're doing something.
Yeah.
If it's just you and your family and you're the dude with the orange head, maybe that's too much.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So a few moments ago, David the Barrel Boy told us that anybody who has dressed up and gone to a college football game or NFL game, any adult, is out of their mind.
It's just a little bit weird.
They're weird and they're creepy if they wear a costume.
I didn't say creepy.
Great spirit, great energy.
Oh my God.
So David's is hating on anybody who dresses up because he saw people dressed up last night in Denver at the Broncos game.
Their faces were painted and it was like they were alone. it was awkward.
They're super fans.
So we're going to the phones. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios.
Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jason.
Hey, Jason, where are you calling from?
Kaiser.
What can I do for you, Jason?
Man, I have went to a Razorback game. Razorback, that big old plastic pig on top, red face, red pig snout with woo pig written across my forehead.
And why did you do that, Jason? Why did you do it?
I don't know. I thought I was pretty cool until I got down there and half of them didn't have no shirts on with woo pig written across their chest, their face painted red. It was like 48 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
Daggum.
So, Jason,
what do you think about those people up north, those cheese heads and everything like that?
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. I mean, it's frigid, and they're doing the same thing.
I know, man. That's crazy when you see those people like
that.
David just passed me a note.
Oh, what does the note say?
He says he would fight anybody he sees that is dressed up at a football game.
That is not true. I'm not going to fight anybody.
That's what his note says.
Did not.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just to clarify again, David the Barrel Boy says that he will fight any man who dresses up at a football game.
I never have once said that in my life.
Well, you didn't say it. You wrote it in a note.
I never wrote that.
He has it, right?
This paper,
not a note.
It's
for
in
me.
His hand.
This paper does not
with
lie.
Your handwriting.
Are you calling me a liar? David, I've been sick. I had 102.7 degree fever.
If you talk about your fever one more time.
Y'all are lucky I'm here today. I'm a trooper.
I am happy you're here.
I could have taken off. You realize that?
Yeah.
I had carte blanche to take off as much as I needed.
Oh.
But I'm here today
word.
What is happening?
I'm here for y'all.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
For everybody.
Yeah.
All right. I have one question for the two of you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, October the 2nd of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Janessa Smith of Jonesboro. Jennifer DeLong from Jonesboro celebrates today. Happy birthday. Sean Pockier of Jonesboro celebrates. So happy birthday to Sean. Working with that rugby team, I think. Going to be a doctor, physical therapist, all kinds of different things. A lawyer, an actor. Do you know that?
No.
A
pilot.
Yeah, a pilot. I forgot about the pilot thing.
Yeah.
Amy Long celebrates a birthday today, so happy birthday to Amy. Tim Hoggard celebrates. Scott Brown of Truman, happy birthday. Ricky Oswald from Jonesboro. Ainsley Gallion from Wiener is 3 years old. Alexis Mayville of Jonesboro. Alana Hampton from Osceola has a birthday. Kinley Folden, a third grader going to Valley View, turns 9 years old today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday. And happy belated anniversary to Jennifer and Kevin Mann. They've been married 8 years yesterday.
Congratulations.
Aww. So happy anniversary to them. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Camila Bell is 32 years old today. She's the babysitter in the remake of When a Stranger Calls. Efren Ramirez is 45 years old today. That was Pedro and Napoleon Dynamite.
Efren.
It's a sledgehammer.
Did I say Efren?
You said Efren.
Oh, I meant Efren. My bad.
Efren.
Anyway,
he's a good friend, my man friend.
You know what's crazy, though?
What?
He's 45 today. That means in that movie, he was like 30.
Playing a 17-year-old.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
I've never even seen that movie.
Brandon.
Should I watch that?
Yes.
Yes.
But I heard it's so...
Okay, that's a movie you have to watch like 3 or 4 times to finally understand how funny it is.
It's really funny.
It's really funny.
I don't know if I want to be told I have to watch a movie 3 or 4 times to understand.
The first time you won't get it.
We told you to watch The Office for 3 years, and you finally watched it and loved it.
Trust us.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany is 47 years old. The 80s pop star with the song, I Think We're Alone Now.
Oh my gosh. I remember this song. This reminds me of Kelly and her parents.
You know, while you were gone, she kept singing this to me.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
I think we're alone now. There's rumors that Kelly Perry used to sing this at Kelly's in Wynn. They would do karaoke days.
Right, of course.
And her family would be there.
And I would sing this song by Tiffany.
That's just what I've heard. It might not be true.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Kelly Ripa is 48 from Live with Kelly and Ryan. And Sting from The Police is 67 years old today.
We could do, remember this one? This was a big song too. Hey. And probably the biggest hit is this one right here. That's good stuff right there. Do you remember when they remade this song? The remake was a pop hit. With Diddy. Or Puff Daddy.
Even though you're gone, you're still a team.
Oh, man.
Do your family, I fulfill your dreams.
Forgot about that.
In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me.
Reminisce. I think this is where I ended up liking The Police version, was this song right here.
It out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
That's good stuff, right? Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Ansley Gallion, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Let's do this.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Tim McGraw posted a couple of random odd tweets, I guess, on Twitter to get our attention. The first tweet simply said, "I need Jesus or I need whiskey."
Oh.
Okay, didn't say anything else.
Okay.
Then yesterday he put up this phone number and he captioned it, "I'll text you back."
What?
So I called the number.
Of course you did, because you thought it was a mistake, right?
Yeah, and it's not his personal number, but it's part of an automated service. So when I called it, it says, "This mailbox is full." And so it hangs up on you. But then all of a sudden, I got a text message that said, "From Tim McGraw." Yes. And so this is what it says.
Oh, gosh.
"Hey, this is Tim. This is an auto text to let you know I got your text. Everything else will be coming directly from me or my team. I've got some pretty cool things happening this week. So just to make sure you add yourself to my phone and stay in touch."
Wow.
So obviously he's promoting something. So if you too want a text from Tim and want some bragging rights today, and you want to follow what he has going on, head to the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Like, that's a pretty cool phone number to have in your phone. Right?
Yeah.
Like, if it pops up, you're like, "Ah, got a message from Tim."
It's just Tim.
Tim McGraw. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Send him a selfie back and see if he responds.
No.
Yeah, let's see what happens with
that. I don't want to do that.
You should do that. It's a test to see if it's really him.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty cool. Eric Church has released another song for us to listen to, more of like one of those samples, but it's a song called "The Snake." It's the opening track from his new album, Desperate Man. And it kind of goes after the political realm a little bit, and it sounds a little bit different, but this is what it sounds like. It's Eric Church and The Snake. Copperhead said amen.
Is that up on the blog, David?
That is up on the blog if you want to go check it out. That's the BBITM blog, kfin.com, kfin.com.
So there's a new album of duets coming out from Ronnie Millsap. And I was looking through the list of who's on there. There's a song with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Luke Bryan's going to be on there doing "Stranger in My House." "Smoky Mountain Rain" with Dolly Parton. "Prisoner of the Highway" with Jason Aldean. Little Big Town, George Strait, they're all going to be on there doing these different duets with Ronnie Millsap. And so is Kacey Musgraves.
Your girl.
Y'all, check this out. This is the only official audio that's out. This is a song, "No Getting Over Me," Ronnie Millsap and Kacey Musgraves. Check it out.
"Well, you can walk out on me tonight if you think that it ain't feeling right. But darling, there ain't no getting over me."
I always liked this when I was a kid, too. One of my favorite Ronnie Millsap songs.
"Oh, you can say that you need to be free."
Uh-huh.
"There ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling,
there ain't no getting over me."
That's neat, isn't it? It's Ronnie Millsap, the duets, and it's due out in January, on January the 18th. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What up? It's Big Perm in the house. Straight out of Winter, Arkansas, baby. Poco, baby. What's happening?
Why are you yelling?
Big Perm, baby. What's up, boy? I haven't seen you in forever, man. What's up?
I'm
How
back.
You doing? You doing all right?
I'm back.
Well, he's about to not
I'm
be
so
doing
glad to
all
see
right.
you, dog.
Thanks, man.
Man.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Glad
yeah.
to be back today.
Yo, you know what? I know you ain't feeling good. I ain't seen you in a minute. And I got a rap for you, man. I got
I
a rap
think,
for you, dog.
I don't think we need a rap.
No. I got a rap. It's going to be great. It's the Brandon Baxter's back rap.
Oh.
That's
all right,
it.
All right. We'll do that coming up.
It's coming up in like 200 ticks, yo. 200 what? Sex, yo. We got all kinds of stuff coming up.
Maybe you should rephrase that,
yeah,
David.
I don't know if that's
that was
the,
weird.
I mean, Big Perm.
Well, yeah, Big Perm.
Big Perm. Oh, come on, man. What's up?
So in English, we are about 3 minutes and 20 seconds away from Big Perm on the radio. I apologize in advance.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Bro, you're going to love this stuff, man.
I never have any idea what Big Perm is about to say.
You.
If there's ever a time we could get in trouble on the radio, it's when Big Perm shows up.
Big Perm 320.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the Barrel Boy. And yes, as we've heard referenced, I've been gone for a couple of days. I had a fever, and I was sick. My fever got as high as 102.7. I had a fever for 4 days.
Nasty.
My wife was afraid I was going to be in the emergency room.
Yeah.
But I championed through it, and here I am, the champion of the world.
You.
And we're happy about that.
Well, and now I'm told basically I should have stayed home because there is a special guest who is showing up today, and his name is Big Perm.
Big Perm in the house. What's happening? Straight out of Wena, Arkansas, baby. Brandon, you ready for this? This one's for you. This one's all
wow.
for you. It's Big Perm in the house.
Oh, wait, what? Is that Double B? Is that who I see? Boy, where you been? Seeing you makes me grin. You had me running the show, keeping up with that flow. We've been talking all kinds of stuff. You missed a big birthday, talking Hillary Duff. Everybody asking where you gone. You go run a marathon, go out to the Pentagon, checking out the Amazon. I say, you go out on a fundraiser to go meet your girl, Jana Kramer.
Hey!
I'm just glad you back, getting things back on track. Kelly says, it just goes unsaid. She loves looking at that bald head.
What?
Talking about that country music, making it sound so therapeutic. But glad we got you back on that K-Fine, that big 107.9.
Well,
Big wow. Perm in
Thank
the
you,
house.
Big Perm.
Yeah, boy.
I'm honored and I appreciate the love this morning.
Yeah, straight out of Poco, baby. Here it is.
Glad to be back, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Big Perm.
Yeah.
When I need a real friend, I turn to Big Perm.
Right.
That's right, boy. Yeah.
And Baxter in the morning.
So as I look over today and I look at Kelly and I look at David, my big question this morning is which one of these guys is more likely to be a criminal? Who would be more likely to go to jail?
Ooh.
And probably everyone who listens has made up their own mind at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
You believe it's obvious?
I believe it's obvious.
You believe it would be?
KP.
And why do you think it would be Kelly Perry?
She just has that look.
The what?
That criminal look.
She looks like a criminal.
Thanks.
She looks like the next star of Orange is the New Black.
That's right. That's yeah. what I thought.
So here are common crimes that many people have committed. I'm going to play them to you and see if you guys have actually committed these crimes.
So we have to actually say yes or no?
I need the truth.
Okay.
Not what you think is the popular answer.
Okay.
I need you to tell the truth. I need you to raise your right hands right now, please, both of you, in this courtroom.
So
Baxter's
dumb.
Courtroom. Mm. Judge Baxter in the house.
In the
I
house.
State your name.
Kelly.
I, David the Barrel Boy.
Do hereby.
Do hereby.
Do hereby.
Promise.
Promise.
To tell the truth.
To tell the truth. The truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
To death do us part.
Till death do us part.
I think you're getting some things mixed up.
I do.
I do.
Well, y'all are married.
Oh, not again.
This is awful. Oh, I can't laugh that harder. I'm going to cough.
Oh, man.
All right, so who wants to be first?
I'll go.
All right, Kelly. I need
yes.
the truth.
Okay.
Have you ever jaywalked?
Yes.
Jailbird.
Okay, more likely to go to jail than you so far.
Yeah.
David, Have you ever rolled through a stop sign?
The truth, David.
Oh, yeah.
Equal jailbirds. Mm-hmm. Kelly. This is almost a dumb question for her. Do you ever speed?
Why, no, Brandon.
That's the biggest lie.
Yes, I do.
67% of people admit that they speed. So about 33% lie about it.
Yeah.
David, have you ever used somebody else's Wi-Fi without their permission?
No.
That's the truth?
That is 100% true. Never done it. Never.
All right. We'll say that's not true. So far, out of the two of you, who's more likely to be a criminal?
Kelly Perry.
All right, Kelly. Have you ever pirated music or illegally downloaded a movie?
A movie, no.
This is a... They're both included in the same question.
Does this include BearShare and LimeWire?
Yes, it does.
Well, you've been a criminal then, too.
This isn't about the judge. I am the high and mighty.
Okay, well, I've done that.
All right.
Years ago.
It doesn't matter when you committed the crime. Criminal. David, have you ever done a double feature? Why did your face do that, David? This is where you go to a movie, you watch one movie, and then sneak into the second
one. Look at his face, David.
It's either a yes or no. Yes or no.
I might have done that once.
He did it. He's a criminal.
So still, though, you're in the lead. Only 22% of people admit to doing the double feature.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Kelly, did you ever drink when you were underage?
No. 100% no. I can have people back me up on that.
Okay. David, have you ever asked for a cup of water at a fast food place?
That's it.
And then filled it with soda.
Look at him.
Y'all were there.
So at this point, are we even?
We're tied.
You're tied for criminals.
We can be jailmates.
You want to be jailmates?
No. Uh-uh.
All right, here we go. I'm going to do this. We're going to figure out who's more of a criminal, okay?
What? What are you doing?
Pick a number between 1 and 10, Kelly.
3.
Okay. David.
7.
Boom! Kelly's a criminal! I picked 7!
You wrote that down when I said
ever.
It! You cheated!
Criminal!
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, I should have hid my phone. Speaking of hiding, jeez.
Did Kelly get your phone a second ago?
No, this happened yesterday. So, I don't even know if I should talk about this. It was an uncomfortable moment for me yesterday at work. I get this picture sent to me, and it's from my fiance, Rachel, which I never mind.
No.
Well, okay, it's...
Well, that's very nice of you, David.
But at work.
She was at school, so it had to be something nice, right? Anyway.
You're making this weird.
I'm not making this weird.
Captain Awkward.
I'm not being Captain Awkward.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, but I'm sitting in this meeting, and it's just like the full staff, and here we are. We're talking or whatever, and it's a lull moment. So I look down at my phone, and I open it up, and lo and behold, it's a picture of Rachel's mammogram.
Hang on.
Did you get pictures of
it? Yeah, I got a picture of her mammogram sitting there at this meeting, and I think people saw it. I think people saw Rachel's mammogram.
No, when you go to get a mammogram, do you take pictures?
They don't give you a picture. What are you talking about?
A mammogram?
Like that every girl has to go do?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, guys can go get a mammogram too.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Like the letters? Like the letters, you know, you get it on a towel or something, and it's like your initials, your
Brandon.
Mammogram.
That's, Brandon.
I don't think that's a mammogram.
What is it?
I'm embarrassed for you.
What?
David, a mammogram is for your breasts.
Yes.
A monogram is initials.
I'm so embarrassed.
So what did she send you a photo of? Her mammogram or her monogram?
That explains a lot. No, it was her monogram. Let me clarify that.
Okay,
her
so
monogram.
What is embarrassing about a monogram?
Well, here's the thing. On a monogram, it's your initials, right? So hers would have been little R, big T, little K. But what I got sent to me yesterday that people saw was R, K, and D.
Did you feel what I felt in that moment? The whole world go, what the heck is he talking about?
Okay, so you're saying that she got your initial?
Yes, we get married in a year and a half. But right. She's already getting shirts that have the initial on there.
I think she's jumped the gun.
What's wrong with that? She has a ring on her finger.
I realize she has a ring, but she doesn't have a last name.
See?
She won't have the last name until then. And what if he doesn't go through with it?
What do you mean?
He's been talking about that.
Well, no, I have not.
The second doubts and thoughts you've been having.
I mean, why is he so upset about it?
I'm not going cold turkey on this.
What if you do?
I'm not.
What if you change your mind?
I'm not going to change my mind.
It's like she's wasting her money.
But I think those monogram machines can like reverse it and put something different.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so that'll save her some money.
Is that true?
Well, if anybody would know.
You think I could take it like while she's at work and go get it done like the right way?
To change it?
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
To your funeral.
I would do that. It's basically just unraveling the yarn.
Yeah, and then just putting
Why don't you just get you some tweezers, David, and start pulling it out?
How long do you think that'd take?
For you. Here's David's song of the day.
Going to the chapel and Rick gonna get mad.
But will they really get married?
Going to the chapel and Rick.
We won't know for a year and a half.
Or is that the reason he's so worried about it? Do you feel like this is more of a commitment? Like you have to go through with it?
Now that she's gotten a monogram.
With the monogram.
Yeah. It was a commitment. I bought her a ring, okay?
Yeah, but I've heard of people having to give rings back and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I'm just asking.
Look how fidgety he is.
I'm not fidgety.
So tell her to take that thing back. What did she get it on?
It was a big sweater. Took up like the
it's
whole front.
It's fine. She can wear it if she wants to.
A big sweater.
A big giant sweater.
She has a ring. Let her wear the initials.
All right.
I don't know.
The big sweater, though?
It's a big sweater.
I'm just thinking a big sweater makes it seem like she might be younger. Like, I don't see you, Kelly, rolling around with a monogram sweater.
Maybe I had one made earlier.
This has gotten awkward.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip. Gossip. Gotcha Gossip. On Pink. So she shared some really sad news yesterday. Their family's dog, her name was Frangelica, passed away. And Pink posted a photo of her kissing the dog, saying goodbye, Frangelica. Nanny, I guess they called her Nanny, more heart. But she was 16 years old. Damn. So apparently, you know, a big time family member. But it said, rest in sunshine, pretty girl. But you can check out the really sweet picture of Pink and her dog, Frangelica.
Dog without an N.
Excuse me. I can't stand you. Anyway, you can go to the BBITM blog on KFIN, KFIN.com.
Is she like this when I'm not here?
No, I was much better.
Gotcha Gossip on Cardi B. Y'all, Cardi B was arrested in New York. So evidently, there was this fight in a strip club back in August. And the story is Cardi B sent some people in to attack two bartenders. One of the bartenders allegedly had an affair with Cardi B's husband. Mm. So Cardi B makes this deal with New York. She goes there and is arrested and then later released after she voluntarily turned herself in.
Hmm.
But they say she was placed in a holding cell for a little bit.
Dang. Could you imagine sitting next to Cardi B in jail?
No, that would be crazy.
You'd have to do the double take.
But she was arrested and later released.
Well, Netflix is introducing a new choose your own adventure element to some of their own TV shows, which is pretty cool. They've been doing this with their kids programming for a minute, but now they're moving on to like the more adult shows, as in like mature, a different audience.
Nope,
that's
not.
I don't know what the wording is because it's
not. How about grown-up shows?
The more grown-up shows, yes. Anyway, they're going to test this out on an episode of Black Mirror, which kind of makes sense because it's a show about the implications of emerging technology and things like that. That'll be coming up in December in the fifth season of that show. But if it works out well, they're going to have more of this interactive content that you can dive deep into on Netflix.
I think that's neat because mm-hmm. as a kid, did you ever buy those books?
Yes.
The choose your own adventure mm-hmm. novels and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
And of course, video games do that all the time. It seems like every game you play has some kind of choose your own adventure type thing to it. So I think it's pretty cool.
Did they have those books out when you were reading, like through middle school and stuff?
I can't remember. Maybe.
Because that was a really big deal mm-hmm. in the 80s.
Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah, like you could go turn to page 71 if you think this. Turn to page right. 85 if you think this.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
It was kind of neat. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly and I have dogs. David doesn't have a dog. But if you have a dog at home, you can all kind of relate to this. I was reading this thing that dogs are actually becoming a little bit jealous of our cell phones.
Really?
So the idea is we're spending so much time on our phones in the morning, at lunch, at night, that we're not paying as much attention to our animals. And our animals have started to sense mm-hmm. this, and they now are jealous of our devices.
For my dog, that's 100% true, because when I go to get in the bed at night, he has this little play stuffed possum he has.
Right.
It's a toy.
Right.
And he'll bring it to me. That's his time, is as soon as I get in the bed, he'll want me to play with him for a little bit, and then he'll go sit down.
Right.
So a lot of times I'll just get in the bed and I'm on my phone doing all the last minute things, whatever. And he will come up to me and he'll sit there and look at me, and then he will paw the phone like out of my hand. Like he'll, if I'm not mm-hmm. paying attention, he will paw it like, hello, like, why are you looking yep. at that thing when you could be petting me or playing with me or whatever? So I think that's true.
So our dog, our German Shepherd Ace, he's big time into that too. So what he'll do is if I have my arms like this, like if my phone's in front of me and both hands are on my phone, he will actually put his nose, because he has, you know, a longer nose. He's a German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. He'll put his nose underneath my arm and raise it up to basically move my hand out of the way to allow him to get closer to me, to where then I start petting him.
Aww.
And then I feel kind of bad. Like, why am I not paying him any attention?
Right.
Because he was so awesome when I was sick. He was right there with me most of the time. It is wild, though, how animals kind of sense stuff like that.
David, what does your cat do when you're on the phone?
They don't do anything. Cats just sit there. And that's what's wonderful about cats. They don't do anything.
They don't care about you.
No, they care. Mm. I mean, every once in a while, they'll jump up in your lap and do whatever and give you biscuits. But for the most part, they don't care.
Give you
biscuits.
What are biscuits?
You know what I'm talking
Why
about.
Why would a cat jump in your lap
and give you biscuits?
Give you biscuits.
You've never seen a cat making biscuits?
Demonstrated. Get in Kelly's lap real quick and make some biscuits.
No. So,
David, I want you to make some biscuits on Kelly.
Okay.
Okay.
David, do it right now. I command you.
Biscuits is when they start doing this. They get their paws and
They're kneading.
So you enjoy when your cat gets in your lap
and makes
starts pawing.
They're making biscuits. What?
That's weird.
What?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hello, October. October is the month of Halloween. And speaking of Halloween, y'all, I've seen the movie trailers for the new Halloween movie, and it freaks me out.
I want to go and sit behind you just to watch you freak out, because it'd be so funny.
I've never been to a horror movie in the theater, ever.
Please.
I don't think I can do it. So the idea here, I guess, in the movie and the trailers is that Michael Myers is coming back.
And so is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay, so she's mm-hmm. like, for 40 years, I've been waiting to kill him.
Yeah, it's her brother, I guess.
I have no idea. I've never seen those movies. I've stayed away from that.
So when the music hits, like, there's a part of me who's never seen one of these, that's nostalgia. And I don't even know why that's nostalgia.
And it's still scary. Like, you don't even have to know what this movie is, and you could be like, this sounds really eerie.
So did you see the one where the girl's in, I think she's in a shower or a bathroom stall, and a hand comes over and it, like, drops bloody teeth.
Ugh.
And then she's like, what? She looks down, and then boom, something comes in there.
Yeah.
It's awful.
And then there's a part where they're trying to close a closet door in a kid's room. And as they're going to close the door won't close. So they're trying to see what has it stuck, and they open it.
And it's Michael.
It's Michael Myers.
Dude, that's awful. Gah.
Who enjoys those type of movies?
Lots of people.
They're the same people who want to ride the rides that go upside down.
You're probably right. They're looking for that thrill in the movie theater. Although I'm that kid who's like, no.
Yeah, I'll go see
Incredibles 2.
Exactly. I'm with you, David.
Yeah. I'm not going to go see Halloween in theaters.
Babies.
I'm not being a baby. I'm being real.
Out of the people who listen to us in the morning, do you think the majority would rather see, or what percentage would go and see a scary movie? A horror movie.
At least a third or a third. I'll go with a third.
Do you think 33% of the people listening would go?
I think so, yeah.
You think it's higher than that?
It might be.
I mean, I know these movies are big, but who does it appeal to?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really don't.
Halloween's coming out, man. It is October.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country Music News.
K-Fine.
Country Music News.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Tim McGraw posted a couple of random odd tweets on Twitter to get our attention, right? And the first one simply said, I need Jesus or I need whiskey.
Oh.
Then yesterday he put up this phone number and he captioned it, I'll text you back. So I called it and it's not his personal number.
You called it?
Yeah, because he said to. But it's part of an automated service. So as soon as you hear it, this lady comes on and she's like, this is an auto text, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Gotcha.
So as soon as you hang up the phone, it sends you a text message. And all of a sudden I had this text message pop up that said, from Tim McGraw.
No way.
Basically, he says, this is an auto text to let you know I got your text. Everything else will be coming directly from me or my team. I've got some pretty cool things happening this week. Want to make sure that you add yourself to my phone and stay in touch. So obviously, he's promoting something. But if you want to get the text from Tim and you want to show all your friends, you can head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Well, Eric Church has released a new song. Well, a sample of a new song. It's called The Snake. And I want to give you a heads up. It's a little bit different. But here's the song from Eric Church. The final one we get before his album comes out.
The album is called Desperate Man.
And this is the lead song off the album as well. It's very slow.
Well, it builds to it, Dave. Don't be negative.
Rattlesnake said to the copperhead, ain't no way they win. Cause the mice are sheep and the shepherd's asleep. And the copperhead said, amen.
Is that up on the blog?
Yeah, it's up on the blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
So Ronnie Millsap is going to put out an album of duets. He's going to be doing songs with Luke Bryan, Dolly Parton. ZZ Top's going to be a part of it. And he also has a duet with Casey Musgraves on the song No Getting Over Me. One of my favorite Ronnie Millsap songs now features Casey Musgraves. What?
Well, you can walk out on me tonight if you think that it ain't feeling right. But darling, there ain't no getting over me.
Well, you can say that you need to be free.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling,
there ain't no getting over me.
Ronnie Millsap, the duets, is due out in January. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
On TV tonight, Brandon, we have Dancing with the Stars. That's back on 7 o'clock on ABC. You also have The Voice on NBC, also at 7 o'clock. Part 4 of The Blind Auditions. And then, of course, you always have your normal shows that are on at this time. NCIS, The Gifted, FBI, This Is Us. That's on TV tonight. Lethal Weapon, NCIS New Orleans. And that pretty much wraps up TV for tonight.
And then Casey Musgraves on Is it Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, did I? Yep, she's on Jimmy. I'm sorry. Jimmy Kimmel has Casey Musgraves. I skipped over that. So, I don't know how I missed it.
Can I set my DVR from my phone?
Yeah, you can.
You know, some apps will let you do that.
I think it dings your spouse, though, whenever you set something to record.
Well, let's not do that. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.